Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we come with even greater thanksgiving this morning. That, Lord, we know him and we hear him. And Lord, praise God, he knows us. And Lord, he knew us in the womb and he knew us in Christ in ages past. Lord, thank you for this love drawing and this love pattern and this love, praise God, that will never let us go. Lord, continue to draw us by your love. Let us truly break up any of the fallow ground that might be there, doubts, unbelief, Lord Jesus. Let us truly look just fully into your wonderful face. God, help us to be ones that will be quick to believe. Lord, as you said to that brother that was having trouble, come put your hands in the holes of my hand. Come thrust your fist into my side. Lord, you didn't discourage him. Lord, it wasn't to embarrass him. It was for him to come to you. And Lord, to just feast upon you. And Lord, that's what you continue to call out moment by moment to us. Come unto me, come unto me. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Don't come wavering in unbelief. Draw nigh in full assurance, believing. I am that I am. And I am and I am for you. And if I be for you, who could be against you? Thank you, Lord, for the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for peace with God. And thank you for the Holy Ghost that gives us the peace of God. Lord, thank you for this word that we're about to receive. And Lord, may it just be anointed with all the power of your might. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we were in Philemon yesterday at that memorial service. So let's go back there again. And I'll give you a hint. We're going back there again, God willing, on Wednesday night. I love this little tiny letter. Matter of fact, this is the shortest, most concise letter that Paul wrote. I should say the Holy Ghost wrote through Paul. And I love the name Philemon. Philemon, you might write this right next to that wonderful name there. It means one who kisses. Yeah, it's the truth. One who kisses. But we rejoiced yesterday, so let's rejoice again, and we'll begin reading from the fourth verse of Philemon. It says, I thank my God. This is Paul speaking, and he's writing this letter to Philemon. He says, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Isn't that beautiful? Not just toward the Lord, but toward all saints. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, Philemon, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore thou, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Onesimus in times past was to thee unprofitable, but now he is profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. I'm sending Onesimus. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me. I would have kept him with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. Man, he loved this guy. He wanted him to stay with him to minister. Paul wanted this precious brother to minister unto Paul. That's quite a turnaround. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. But not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother, beloved, specially to me, Paul. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord? If thou count me therefore a partner, if you count me, Philemon, a partner in Christ, receive Onesimus as myself. Now, yesterday, we just had such a sweet rejoicing. Onesimus and Andre. Onesimus means profitable. Andre, praise God, he's a full inheritance. And I thank God, what treasures of the Lord. And I was captivated so much as the Lord drew my heart to fellowship with this brother Onesimus that was so completely turned around. And he wasn't just turned around to the extent to just return into the things of the Word of God. But notice there, I love that, how it says in verse 16, but how much more? You hear that around here quite often. We're in the much the more. Well, this is a much more brother. And praise be to God. How much more? This is a beloved brother to Paul. Beloved means a favorite. He's special. That means above all. And I love how Paul goes on in the Spirit. He's just as Paul himself. Paul says, receive him as if you're receiving me. Now, the transformation of grace in us, brothers and sisters, and at any time, and I, by the grace of God, if you've been going on with the Lord for a long time, and by the grace of God, he's kept you here, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But understand this. This wondrous grace, when we turn to it in the fullness of its power in us, praise God, it can take us into, I'm telling you, it has no limits. By the grace of God, you turn to the Lord and take that full grace. By the grace of God, you'll have the same crown as Paul. And as this brother said, this brother Onesimus, he's got the same spirit as me. Receive him as myself. But see, there was a little bit more in this and a little bit more for us today. And I know it was the same passion on Paul's heart for Philemon. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, brother. And there is a finished work that our precious Lord, our precious bridegroom, he desires more than anything. He wants a full joy wife. That wife is going to be complete, fully mature. She's going to be like him. She's going to be like him in the measure and the fullness and the stature. She is going to meet him, praise God. And when she meets him, she will be like him. She'll be like him. Praise the Lord. See, and I think that's such a simplistic, it's a simplistic statement. When you see the Lord, any child of God, you're going to be like him. You really will be. If you see him as Savior, and that's all you took, you'll see him as a child. That's the truth. If you see him as that king that I'm his servant, you'll see him as that servant. Yes. But see, if you'll take what Paul was pleading in heart to Philemon, brother, it's all about the love of the bridegroom. You will see him as he is, as a spouse. Praise God. Now, I think he's got us honed in. So this is the work that he desires. And this work is a work of perfect love. It's complete love. The perfect, complete love is Jesus. We know this. There isn't any love but his. But she is going to have not just that capacity. She's going to have the fullness of his love. She will love like him. That's why the Father says in the Word of God, it says that he is searching, he is seeking out. The Father is that true worshiper. Isn't that interesting that Philemon, we read here, is one who kisses? The true worshiper who worships him in spirit and in truth. And as we know, because I'll repeat it over and over, the word worship in the Greek means to draw nigh and fervent love to kiss. This Philemon was a kisser. He was a lover. He had all that capacity. Why? Because he knew this truth. He was a partner of Paul. Yes, yoke fellow, brethren, cherubim friends. Those wings touched over the mercy seat. They rejoiced in this precious truth, just like we do, by the grace of God, just like we do. This is alive and well and living. It's the word of God in those that believe. And here, praise the Lord, he comes to him and he said, Jesus is coming. But this love that you have, let's talk about it. So go back there and let's read about the perfect love that Paul encourages this brother in. Verse 5. He says, Philemon, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother Philemon. So this is such a compliment of the grace of God that's with this brother. For the love that he possesses for Jesus Christ and the love that he has for all the saints. And what a testimony this brother has. And Paul says, just because I've heard about it. Not that he experienced it. But see, that's how important testimony is. And yea, the deep things of God, which is the Holy Ghost, who sheds the love abroad in our hearts. Amen. But yet, even though Paul compliments him here, there was something that was in Paul's heart. There was nothing short of the desire in Paul for any brother, then there would grow to be a perfect man in Christ. Complete, full, not lacking a thing. Even though there was so much to compliment of Christ in Philemon, there was one thing. There was one thing. And Paul here speaks the words of Philippians 3:13 truly to him and to the heart of Philemon, because he loves this brother so much. And here's what he says to him in Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. We've gone over this many times. That mark, praise God, for the prize of the high calling, that speaks of the highest embrace. We're back to kisses. We're back to worship. I press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is truly speaking of the crown. But this crown is an embrace. And I believe by the grace of God, the highest embrace that we would ever know as humans is the embrace of a husband and a wife. This is the height that we're talking about. So what he's saying to him is he's saying, brother, if we're really going to win Christ, and more importantly, brother, if you're going to really win Christ, you've got to forget those things which are behind. If you are holding on to the past, listen to this. If you're holding on to the past, seeing your brother and sister in contentions in the past, you do not have the perfect love required to win. That is the quality That is the quality, praise God, of the bride. Now, I believe by the grace of God, and I thank the Lord, that we are a group of people that come in here. And not just a group of people. We're brethren. And bridal running brethren. Bridal running. That's why we come back to this place. Because that's what, by the grace of God, we hear. There's a lot of other churches. But I thank the Lord what is stood for in this place, all by the grace of God. But we come in here as bridal running brethren that love and abide in Paul's gospel. And by the grace of God, we too want to win the same crown as Paul. And I believe by the grace of God, more than anything. It is not just more than anything. As Paul said, it's the one thing. It is the one thing. But if we are not in love with Christ in them that love Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, I believe that there is a good chance we will miss this best calling. I do. Paul here tells this brother, I thank the Lord for you so much. Your love and faith is so powerful and fruitful. It's a marvelous thing, isn't it? And notice it's the love first. It's the love first. If it's the faith first, it's about you. If it's the love first, it's about him. I need to write that down if you got a pen. I like that one. I'm not kidding you. It's the love first. You got it for me. Praise God. Your love and faith. Now, it's love that makes faith effectual. Amen. Because we know without love, our faith is profitless. Without love, there's no work in our faith. But here's what happened because of love and faith. The joy and rest in Philemon's love strengthened the very core of the brethren. Isn't that beautiful? That's what it's saying here. It brought fruitfulness to the brethren. It didn't bring something harsh. You gotta believe. No, it's a love fest to believe the Lord. This is beautiful to believe Jesus. It's the highest of the heights of the wonderful relationship that we can have with our Lord and Savior. There isn't anything that flows out and overflows. And as we said, my cup runneth over in that anointing that just pours forth upon the brethren. That's the supplying. That's the supplying joints. That's the anointing. That's what the Holy Ghost does, is he takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad. And let him always shed that abroad in you, and by the grace of God, always in this meeting. That's how fruitfulness comes forth. And that's the vessel that adds to the usefulness of the husband. That's what a vessel means. Adding to the usefulness of a husband. Think of the women in the Word of God that they were so sad because they couldn't have a child. They wanted to be fruitful in that regard. We need to be that kind of a wife. Not just shut up like a dead sea that just receives this precious truth and this love and the beauty, but you just sit there and hold it all in. That's not what a wife does. A wife is fruitful. She bears fruit. She allows all of him to be taken in, and all the fruit flows out. By the grace of God, praise God. And that's every single joint of the body. And that's the beauty about the rib portion. That's the in love portion. That's the in love portion. That's the wife portion. That's not just love, that's in love. That's the love that just keeps flowing. And that's the love that is the most fruitful. Because she's not the little sister. She's a full age. She's ready to produce. Amen? Oh, yes. You're talking about his glory? Oh, the fruitfulness that he has with her. With her. That comes forth. Now, how wonderful this is. But you see, he tells this sweet brother, by the grace of God, you're the real deal. You're the real deal. It's love, isn't it? There's a rejoicing we have together. But Paul here tells this brother as well, because Paul is persistent. If you ever really understand Paul's heart, he's persistent. You get around, you try to get him off on it wasn't going to happen. We don't have time for that nonsense. And I thank God he's honing us in like that. And people think you're rude or arrogant or whatever it is, that's okay. We don't have much time. We've got to be about the one thing. We can't give any other time to any of the foolishness. Any of the foolishness. And I appreciate what you said, brother. It's true. By the grace of God, there's a lot of wounds. But we've got to be back into, praise be to God, it's glory to suffer together with him. It's my reward. It's my wedding gift by the grace of God. It's my crown of rejoicing that I am counted worthy by his grace to suffer together with him so I can reign together with him. I'm not suffering for nothing, and you're not suffering for nothing. And those sufferings are exact, and they're perfect. And just as he's saying, I see you. I see where you're at. You know why? Because I put you where you're at. That's the beauty of it. This is no accident. This is so divinely exact. It's precise. There isn't anything more precise than the love of God to his sons. My goodness, we're the sons, hallelujah, that are coming to glory, and I want to come to glory with all of his glory for him. But Paul's persistent, and he's persistent in God's love. He says, for love's sake, I love that, for love's sake. There's one more thing, Philemon. There's just one person you need to love perfectly. And it happens to be a brother or a sister that has hurt you and has hurt me. Onesimus. Profitable. He hurt him, but he was profitable. Without that profit, your bank account ain't full. Are you getting it? Oh, a little bit more. Let me tell you something. This is the smallest itty-bitty letter of Paul's epistles. And really, as you read this, it's about one thing. It's about what I just said. It was that important. Brother, there's one brother you need to love perfectly, completely. This little letter was not omitted from the Word of God. It's in here. You got a Bible today, it's in your Bible. And by the grace of God, this letter cannot be omitted from your life. This has to be there. And notice it's one of the last ones. Second to the last, that we read. There's an order for us. Just like for sweet Philemon's life. Brother, you're awesome. The work of the Lord in you is incredible. But I'm coming for you. Coming for you. It's easy to love brethren that we don't know very well, but it sure can be hard to know people that we know real well. It is. But it's vital. It's vital. And God so precisely put us in this church. He didn't have you in a church in Kansas City. He didn't have you one in Kansas. Didn't put you at Living Waters. These are the saints that are here. And he put you here for a reason. Perfect love. Perfect love. Perfect love. For all them that truly love and are in love with this truth. Now, verse 20, read this. Yea, brother, Paul ain't letting up. Let me have joy of thee. Man, Paul's telling this to him personally. Let me have joy of thee, Philemon. In the Lord, refresh my bowels in the Lord. I would, by the grace of God, have loved to have refreshed Paul's bowels. By the grace of God, knowing the word of God that was given to him, I'd listen. And I'll tell you, by the chastening of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost, I'd want this worked in me. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to take too much time having it worked in me. Not at all. Paul's saying, I'm going after you, brother. Refresh my bowels. Be fruitful. Bring me joy. Love Onesimus. Love him. He loves the truth fervently. And oh, I love how Paul says it. Just as me. Receive him as me. How many of us, if the Apostle Paul walked in here today, would not receive him? Huh? I'm confident there wouldn't be a one. We'd embrace that brother. We'd shower him and weep over him and thank the Lord with him for what we have in Christ. Well, let me tell you something. Paul, in the same spirit, is here today. He's here today. Because it wasn't Paul. It was the grace of God that's with Paul. And I'll tell you what. If you're here today and you love this truth, the same grace that was with Paul. Because Paul, remember as he said to those Philippian saints, you're partakers of my grace. I'm a partaker of that grace. I've got the same grace. If I'll love that same grace, I'll have that same spirit. The power of full love. The power of love, praise God, and to let love chasten me. Chasten me. Chasten me. I tell you, this hits home. Forget those things which are behind and rejoice with me, son. Forget those things which are behind and rejoice with me, brethren. Forget those things which are behind and rejoice with me, brethren. And each and every one of us know it. There's one thing, Philemon. You've been profitable, so profitable, so profitable, so profitable. But there's one. And it can't be forced. You got to see him as you see me. You got to see him as you see me. I can testify to you. That was the only way that love was going to break through my life. It was the only way that I could be your pastor. It was the only way you could love me as your pastor. You got to see that spirit, praise God. Now, and I'm believing this for us, because I'm going to tell you this, we're going to quit resisting Christ in us, the hope of glory. you're resisting some glory. But I'm going to have the Spirit with Paul. Verse 21. I have confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Even sweet Paul, as much unction as I have, I know the Spirit of the Lord that's with you and will even do more than I say. I couldn't even describe it. Even though I've told you, the Holy Spirit's given it to me, it's even going to be more. Oh, I love that. And I take it. And I thank the Lord because I thank Him every time we get together. There's just more love to go. There's just more love to go. I'm thankful to God. I believe that He's readying me. But I thank the Lord there's more perfect love to go. And I thank Him. I'm telling you, I thank Him for this message. I do. I'm grateful to God. You know why? Because I love you even more. Amen. Even more than I say. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Father, we do just thank You. And thank You for He that is full of grace and truth. That wonderful name, Jesus. And Lord, we thank You that as we've gathered in Your name today, You are and have been in the midst of us. And Lord, I thank God that this would be one of those seven candlesticks named the Church of Philadelphia. I know by Your grace You've put that truth here. Lord, You've put that light here. God, You've sown that passion here. Lord, that testimony by the word of Your grace is here. And Lord, let us just want more of it. And Lord, it's going to come through going after You, as Paul said, follow Me as I follow Christ. Even Paul's name, little. He's little. You must increase, and I must decrease. Lord, to receive this today, we've really got to let You increase. And oh, how we have to decrease. God, help us to not think, let us think more of ourselves than we ought. Lord, I do thank You for the truth and love in my life. But I thank You, Lord, as I'm drawing breath, I know there's always more. And Lord, I don't want to just love like You. I want You to love through me. You live in me. And I just want You to love through me. We've heard time and time again. So thankful I can hear Brother Hill's voice right now. Let God. Let God. Let God. It's not about letting go. You don't have time for that. It's just time for us to let You. Let You. And oh, how wonderfully You do all things right. You do all things well. And Lord, thank You. You have not brought us into a place. You've not brought us into fellowship with like precious faith brethren. That You would not have given us the power to love perfectly. And to receive one another as if we were receiving Paul himself. Let this work effectually in us, Lord. Your coming is near. And the only way to be is ready. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.